Our second reading of Scripture today is taken from Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, the first one. We read in the third chapter, the 10th and 11th verses, and then continue with the 16th through the 23rd. Listen for God's word. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building on it. Each builder must choose with care how to build it. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one that has been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for God's temple is holy and you are that temple. Do not deceive yourselves. If you think that you are wise in this age, you should become fools so that you may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. It is written, He catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. So let no one boast about human leaders. For all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us join together now in a moment of prayer. Almighty, eternal God, grant now that the words of my mouth and indeed the meditations of all of our hearts may be acceptable, even pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. All weekend, the two girls were calling each other Temple One and Temple Two, shaking with laughter and getting so red and hot they were positively ugly, particularly Joanne, who had spots on her face anyway. They came in the brown convent uniforms that they had to wear to Mount St. Scholastica, but as soon as they opened their suitcases, they took off the uniforms and put on their Sunday shoes and walked around in high heels all over the house, always passing the long mirror in the hall slowly to get a look at their legs. Flannery O'Connor begins her marvelous short story, A Temple of the Holy Ghost, with this vivid image. Naturally, we want to know why Suzanne and Joanne are referring to each other in this way, and so does the mother. She asked them why they called each other Temple One and Temple Two, and this sent them into fits of giggles. Finally, they managed to explain. Sister Perpetua, the oldest nun in the Sisters of Mercy in Mayville, had given them a lecture on what to do if a young man should... Here they laughed so hard that they couldn't go on without going back to the beginning. On what to do if a young man should... They put their heads in their laps. On what to do if... They finally managed to shout it out. If he should behave in an ungentlemanly manner with them in the back of an automobile. Sister Perpetua said they were to say, "Stop, sir, I am a temple of the Holy Ghost." And that would put an end to it. I expect it would. Her mother didn't laugh at what they said. "I think you girls are pretty silly," she said. "After all, that's what you are, temples of the Holy Ghost." That short story seems to be ripped straight from Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, doesn't it? The thing is, though, it's not. It is a wonderful thing to see one another as God's handiwork. And we are just that. Every one of us, made by God, made just the way God wants us, is God's handiwork. The implications of that belief run deep. I would argue the implications of that belief are foundational for us as a congregation here at Morningside. Think of what that says as to how we view one another with regard to race or ethnicity or any other category of labeling that we might want to pursue. Think of what that says about the ways we view ourselves and perhaps treat ourselves. Sometimes with kindness and sometimes without kindness, when our lives need correction because we have treated ourselves poorly, everything from substance abuse to emotional abuse of ourselves to risky sexual practices. The list can pretty much go on indefinitely. There are any number of ways that we may make a mockery of the reality that we are God's handiwork. But that is not what Paul is writing about right here. The you of the address is plural. You refers to the whole church. Y'all would be more accurate. For what it's worth, I had a Hebrew professor from Singapore who liked to use y'all in teaching Hebrew. He said it kept things clear. He never opined on the compound plural or the plural possessive of that particular contraction. But y'all are the temple of the Holy Ghost. When Paul would have been writing, you see, there was still a temple in Jerusalem. And the temple was where everything of significance took place. And to that reality, Paul introduced a new reality, a surprising reality, that in Jesus Christ, the temple in Jerusalem was no longer where everything of significance in the world took place. No, now the temple where everything of significance in the world takes place is God's own people. In a funny coincidence, twice this past week, the begat passages of the Bible have come up in conversation. You know the ones that I'm talking about. They go so-and-so, begat so-and-so, begat so-and-so, and they go on and on and on in these ways. And I want you to know, I'm not the one that brought up the begat passages, which is what makes it so odd that they came up twice last week. Someone else did in each case. But I do recognize that most of the time, when we look at those begat passages of the Bible, they are an exercise in tedium. The truth is, though, I sort of like those begat passages because they show by name the way that God uses God's people to continue the story of redemption in the world. God uses God's people to get God's way in the world. We are called, each of us and all of us, to be God's temple, to be that place where things of significance are taking place in the world. In fact, if nothing significant is taking place in your life, let me invite you to seek to find some significance in your life through the work that you do for God. I love the back of these blue t-shirts you see all around the church. And I do realize that for some of you, this is the first time you have ever seen me in a t-shirt, and I can assure you the clerical collar will return next week. I love them, though, because if you look at the back closely, look at the person who's around you, it's a bunch of verbs. Let's just scroll through them, because you know nothing ever happens without the verbs, right? Advocating, assembling, attending fundraisers, building, canned food drives, caring, collecting, cooking, delivering, diaper drives, distributing, donating, driving, interacting, listening, loving, mitten tree, painting, planting, playing, proclaiming, repairing, roofing, serving on boards, sorting, tutoring, washing cars. All verbs. Every one of them significant. The work of God in the world. That's the way in which God's temple is being built. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Now, this is the first half of the sermon. You are going to write the second half. You are going to write the second half of this sermon with your lives, because the season of service is Morningside Presbyterian Church being the temple of the Holy Ghost. And while we may be finishing this particular highlight of service month with the video celebration in the fellowship hall after church, it's not over. It's not ever over. God is inviting us to be the place where the things of significance take place. I know that I've shared with you before a bit of rabbinic wisdom that says that God chooses to leave creation just a little bit unfinished so that you and I can participate in God's work in the world. You get to write the second half of this sermon. I hope it'll be a good one. I'm not going to say amen now before we sing the hymn. You know what amen means, don't you? It means let it be so, or so be it. No, I'm not going to say amen. After the choral response and the benediction, let's go downstairs and watch the video together. And then let's think about how we're going to be the temple of the Holy Ghost in Atlanta, in the United States, in the world. Then we can say amen together as God's people, as God's temple. We can say amen as a complete prayer that the verbs may indeed be so in the world.